Good morning. 6:13, Brock Hunter.
Hey, good morning.
What's it? Good morning to you. It's about 6:13. Is that how you say 30? Yeah, that's that works. That works for me. That's good. Mm-hmm. Good up. Anyway, happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to it after the 3-day weekend. We're going to get right to it because if we lollygag, we're going to lose motivation, and we can't do that because we got a show
to
do.
Might have to apologize this morning. It might be a little slow morning. Yeah. Our brains are all full of fireworks smoke and barbecue.
Yeah.
And beers, I should say.
The residual hangover from the weekend I have is quite quite potent, if you will.
What? Real quick, what? Question. Yeah. All your appendages, everything good? Everything solid?
Still got all my digits, man. I'm good to go. I actually grew an extra finger, believe it or not. It was nuts.
So, you might want to go get that looked at. I don't think that's supposed to happen.
That's concerning, but you know what? I'm okay, though. I didn't lose any. I gained one, though.
One person lost one, you gained one.
That's how it goes. It's my weird superpower that I have. When someone blows off an appendage,
every finger gets blown off. You get
the 4th of July.
You just got a nub full of just digits.
Just all over my body. Anyway, so dumb. So stupid. Let's keep her going here before we say anything else stupid. It's time for your WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
All right, we'll have a little discussion on this because this is kind of crazy, and we have to see what the right thing to do is. So, apparently Chase Bank is having some issues with money putting in and taking out of people's accounts. So, first, a woman in Florida found $1 billion in her account. Ooh. Then another woman had a negative $49 billion in her Chase account over the past weekend. Now, a family in Louisiana had $58 billion accidentally deposited into their account. Damn. For a while, they were the 25th richest people on the planet. There's word of dozens of Americans that have mystery deposits around the same time. Okay, so here's the question. If you take some of that billions of dollars, are you in the wrong? All right, they put it in there. And you're like, oh, look at this. I'm a billionaire now. You know,
I'll give you my opinion on this. Maybe back in the day, probably a little bit more significant. I think you would get in a little bit more trouble by taking it. Nowadays, dude, it's just a number anymore. Ain't nobody backing up that billions and billions of dollars. It's there's not enough gold around to back any of this up anymore. So hell with it. It's just a number now.
It's like Zimbabwe. They have like $1 billion like note, like bill. Yeah,
right.
And it's like, it doesn't mean anything. You get, literally use it as toilet paper. That's kind of what we're working on right now. So,
see, I mean, dude, think about it. Each one of us got what? How many grand just given to us?
Yeah. What's a few more $1 billion added on to that? Here's what I think is only fair. All right. This is how it works. If you don't say anything about it, then you don't get to keep any of it. But if you say, hey, Chase Bank, you guys accidentally gave me $50 billion. They should give you $1 billion for being a good Samaritan and telling them about it.
Samaritan?
Yeah.
My God.
You know, like a finder's fee. Like if you find like a paper bag full of money and you take it to the police station, like it's only fair that they give you a finder's fee, right? That someone who's like,
typically,
oh, dude.
Typically the owner will be like, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Here is a little off the top for you.
Because here's the thing, all right? Our tax dollars bailed out all these banks, man, all right? Mm-hmm. Our tax dollars paid for a lot of CEOs' private jets. It's the least they could do if I go back and say, hey, look, you guys screwed up. Here's your billions of dollars back. Where's my little chunk? Where's my finder's fee, okay?
How do you accidentally transfer $58 billion to an account?
Yeah.
Do you fall asleep and your elbow landed on the zero?
You know what? They're short staffed, so the people working there are working longer hours. And yeah, Karen in accounting actually fell asleep on her keyboard and added a few extra zeros.
$58 billion.
Oh, I fell asleep. I'm so sorry. Enter. Yeah, she didn't double check after her head slammed against the zero key, and then she just hit enter all willy nilly with it. You got to watch those things, Karen in accounting.
Why couldn't that be us though, Brock? All these people, you know.
How'd you spend $6 billion in an hour? Well, it's pretty easy when you try. It's not that hard.
Fishing gear, man. It's expensive.
Easy.
I
bought like 9 bait and tackle shops and all this. It's great. 6 Lamborghinis. Forget about it. All anyway, right. So yes, if this ever happens to me, just know that I will tell the bank, but I do expect a finder's fee for letting them know.
So it seems like there's a billion missing. Do you have any idea where that? No.
If you don't give me a finder's fee, I'm then putting on a mask and robbing a local bank. That's what I'm doing because I deserve it. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back with more.